Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Leon Kurtzer, who is a CEO at Jubilee Metals. How are you today, Leon?
I'm doing well, thank you, Zach.
Right, more good news, in terms of metals prices all around. How's that affecting Jubilee at the moment?
Yeah, no, thanks, Zach. Yeah, we released this morning just our last 6 months operational update, and quite correct, the hard work supported by strong metal prices is really reflecting well in our results, again showing for the six months in a row we've upped our earnings by another 50-odd%, so very good showing by the company.
Right, I mean, are we heading towards dividend territory? That seems to happen when companies have too much cash around or they're too successful. Is that a possibility?
Well, it certainly is something that the board is starting to debate about, Zach. Our immediate focus, though, now is to replicate the success we created in South Africa on our PGMs, our platinum, our palladiums, and to replicate that now in Zambia on our copper. So we've got quite a capital investment period ahead of us for the next 12 months. We will be investing quite strongly into the expansion of our copper strategy. And then certainly the next debate that is on the lips of the board would be a dividend or some way of distributing some of the cash back to shareholders.
So you're in a nice position. I mean, it's all good stuff. I presume the latest rise in copper is something which is also adding to your general good feeling at the moment.
Very much so, Zach. Last year we told our shareholders that on the back of acquiring the refinery from Glencore in Zambia, refurbishing the copper circuit, getting it into operation, we had to move, and we had to move quick in securing our copper assets, because we recognized the fundamentals in the copper market was very positive. And we're very glad that about 2-3 weeks ago we announced that we've secured a very large copper surface resource for our refinery, and we definitely are pursuing at least one or two more of these resources to ensure that we have a long-term feed to our refinery fully secured.
And just for people who are not quite with the copper story, presumably it's in the new technologies or EVs or that sort of area that copper demand is rising, as well as, like I say, a post-COVID potential recovery in China, etc.
Yeah, very much so, Zach. I mean, copper is one of those metals that no matter what technology you choose, copper features strongly. Whether you go electric vehicles, copper is a fundamental component to electric vehicles. And, of course, copper in its own right for an industrializing nation or economy, that where you see a lot of people moving into cities, urbanization drives up the copper demand. And as the fundamentals show, there just simply isn't the expansion in the copper industry to meet the expected demand. So very strong fundamentals supporting the copper prices.
Right. So for the rest of 2020, what are the sort of the bullet points for people to look at as far as Jubilee Metals? Obviously, you're quite a busy company. So what's the main focus?
Well, it's really on the one side, it is our platinum, palladium, rhodium side of our business coming to full fruition. With the commissioning of our large project last year in November, that's coming through and will reflect in our results for the full 12 months this year. And there are slight expansions that we are pursuing in that industry. And then, of course, the big focus during this 2020 remaining period is bringing our copper strategy into being. The refinery is already running. We make copper cathode, but now it is the step up in production that we will be implementing during the latter half of this year.
Leon Kurtzer, CEO at Jubilee Metals, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, Zach, for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.